Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q2 FY23 earnings conference call of Sahyadri Industries Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the belief, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risk and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Tulsiram Maheshwari, CEO, CFO, and Whole Time Director from Sahyadri Industries. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning. Me, T.R. Maheshwari, along with me, Mr. Arvind Garg, he's our Financial Controller, and Ms. Sujata Gutka, she's Vice President, Finance, Accounts, and Technical. Good morning, everyone. On behalf of Sahyadri Industries Limited, I extend a warm welcome to everyone to this Q2 and H1 FY23 earnings call. On the call, I'm joined by SGA, our Investor Relations Advisor. I thank you for taking out the time and joining us today. I hope everyone has had a chance to go through our results and investor presentation uploaded on the exchange for the quarter and half year ended September 30, 2022. Given that this is our first earnings call, and for the benefit of the participants at large, I will share an overview of the company, followed by financial performance for the quarter and half year ended September 2022. Sahyadri Industries is a pioneer in building solution, offering a complete range of products for interior and exterior building system and roofing solution. Established in 1947, Sahyadri is a flagship company of Patel Group with 70+ year of group legacy. The company had began as a roof sheet manufacturer under the Swastik brand and has progressed significantly since then. In 1991, Sahyadri had established its first asbestos corrugated sheet production facility in Chinchwad, Maharashtra. We have also expanded our operation to Khedgaon in Maharashtra, Perundurai in Tamil Nadu, Mahej in Gujarat, and Vijayawada in Andhra Pradesh. At our Chinchwad factory, the company has also started producing non-asbestos flat sheet. Our product line contain creative, specialized, futuristic products that are capable of meeting all of contemporary challenges. Sahyadri serves both domestic and foreign markets. We expanded our network throughout the country to include states such as Maharashtra, Tamil Nadu, Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh, Gujarat, Telangana, Kerala, Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, and Chhattisgarh. We have effectively built a foothold in the international market, catering to the needs of South Asia, the Middle East, U.K., and Africa. We presently have 45 products branded product portfolio with the Swastik brand catering to the roofing industry, the Ecoco brand serving the cement fiber market, and the Simply brand catering to the cement fiber flat sheet market. Our products eliminate the usage of bricks, thereby assisting in the conservation of cultivable topsoil. The products contain 30% fly ash, which is a waste product from thermal power plants. Products are environment friendly and free of heat island effects created by slabs, assisting the country in meeting United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, UNFCCC, guidelines on global warming. We have a technological advantage because our machinery, which are utilized to create our products, are designed and built in-house. Mainly built in-house. At Sahyadri, we are abreast with latest technological development, which is reflected in our products line. Our products are water resistant, termite resistant, fire resistant, strong and long-lasting, to name a few. The company has a qualified R&D team of 10 people, and annual R&D spend is around 50-75 lakhs, which is likely to increase going forward as we modernize R&D center with latest equipment required for producing innovative products. We operate on B2C model, which means we cater to end users through our 3,000 plus dealer network across multiple areas. Since its founding, we have served over a million consumers through its B2C model. The company has launched a new drive to showcase its value-added product by opening Swastik Studio and EcoGo Studio location around the market. This campaign will help us improve our brand image and raise awareness of the usage of our products. Our branded product portfolio is well established with a growing share of value-added products. The company has a product portfolio of around 45 plus products, with 20 plus them being value-added. The manufacturing facilities are strategically located across western and southern India. We currently operate 5 factories, 2 of which are in Maharashtra and 1 each in Tamil Nadu, Gujarat and Andhra Pradesh. The company is in its growth phase, and we believe that capacity expansion is one of the growth levers we must focus on. The company is building a non-asbestos cement board manufacturing facility in Maharashtra. The plant's capacity will grow by 72,000 metric ton per annum as a result of this. The capex for the same is rupees 95 crore. This expansion will serve to address the requirements of existing Western market and exports. In addition, Sahyadri has announced a greenfield expansion in Odisha to manufacture asbestos corrugated sheet products. The capacity of this plant will be around 120,000 metric ton per annum. Sahyadri will be able to expand its footprint in the unrepresented market of Odisha, Jharkhand, West Bengal and Bihar as a result of this expansion. For the expansion, we have budgeted rupees 95 crore in capital expenditure. Now moving on to the performance during the quarter, as anticipated, Q2 of the financial year is seasonally weak quarter for the roofing business due to the monsoon across the country. The monsoon withdrawal was delayed this year, which affected the overall performance of the quarter. The business has been facing multiple headwinds, such as sharp rise in raw material prices coupled with ocean freights and higher fuel costs. On the demand side, we are witnessing a subdued demand for roofing business, mainly due to the inflationary trend prevailing in the economy. Despite multiple challenges, the company demonstrated resilience in its operation and has navigated through all these difficulties. The expansion at Parodi plant was completed successfully in Q1 and production is gradually picking up. Now let me throw some light on the financial performance. The total income increased from rupees 106.8 crore in Q1 FY23 to 114.6 crore in Q2 FY23. EBITDA witnessed a decline from rupees 22.4 crores to 16.1 crores on a YOY basis. The decline was mainly due to a rise in raw material cost coupled with higher expenses with comprised of fuel and freight cost as compared to corresponding quarter last year. PAT stood at rupees 5.8 crore in Q2 FY23. PAT witnessed a dip on the back of higher interest and depreciation cost, which was attributed to newly commissioned Parodi plant. The capacity utilization during the first half of the financial year stood at 71%. Our aim is to improve capacity utilization level going forward and achieve operational efficiency. Just to summarize, our endeavor is to become a pan-India player by expanding our footprint into different geographies across the country. The company plans to accelerate revenue growth on the back of exploring new markets, deepening market penetration, and improving operational efficiencies. On the asbestos business, we feel there will be sustainable demand going forward with new and innovative products such as color-coated and texture-designed corrugated roofing sheet. On the non-asbestos, there is a huge opportunity available in order to capture market share from the plywood industry, and we believe Sahyadri is well placed to grab this opportunity. Customer acquisition in the newer geographies through dealer network, model couple with the studio approach will lead to brand recall and increase in the client base in future. Thank you for your kind listening. We will be happy to answer to any questions that you may have.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Participants who wish to ask a question may please press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Anuj Shah from Srinath Securities. Please go ahead. Mr. Anup Shah. Please.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yes.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to understand what is the revenue mix between asbestos and non-asbestos products, and where do you see this mix evolve in the next 3 to 5 years?
See, if you see the half year, in this first half year, the revenue mix is around 80% is the asbestos and 20% is the non-asbestos. Going forward, between next 3 to 5 years, it will be between 70% to 30%.
Okay, and continuing on the same, do you see any environmental concerns on the use of asbestos? Can you share some thoughts on that?
See, asbestos, as such, there's no threat, because this is all, NGO-driven things. So we don't find any issue in that, because once you follow the rules and regulations prescribed by Pollution Board and MOEF, there's no issue. So we are not seeing any threat on that account.
Okay, sure. So that helps. And one last question, sir. Wanted to understand, do we intend to diversify into any other segments within the building material segment sector?
See, at present, my plate is full because I have to expand myself to All India. So once we complete our All India market penetration, then we may look for any diversification.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Karan Mehra from Ace Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for giving me an opportunity, sir. So I have a couple of questions. So the first one is, like, is the company facing any issues in procuring raw materials, especially fiber right now? And the follow-up on the same is, like, currently from which country do we import fiber?
Okay. At present, we are not facing any issue in procurement of the fiber. And fiber is being imported from two countries. One is the Kazakhstan and second is the Brazil. There were issues in between, but after talking to them, they have sorted out and they have routed the shipping port instead of Russia to other countries. So there is a cost increase, but there is no issue in getting the material.
Okay. So my other question is, like, what is the typical composition?
Sorry, we are not able to hear you.
Yeah, am I audible now?
Yes.
Yeah. So my other question is, like, what is the typical composition of raw materials in a roofing sheet, and how much percent is fiber and how much percent is cement right now?
See, this is a technical question and it's a confidential. So please leave it there.
No worries. Sir, just one last question from my end. So what is the revenue share from export as on, like, H1 of FY23?
Revenue is around 17% from export.
Okay. Thank you for your answer, sir. I will join back with you.
Thank you. Reminder to participants to press star and 1 to ask a question. We have our next question from the line of Aditya Sen from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a few questions regarding the company. First of all, I'm looking at page number 33 of the PPT, where we have mentioned that the company has 15% value-added products as of now, and we are expecting to reach 25% going forward. So I'd like to know in this regard, what levels of margin do we have on the value-added products?
See, value-added products generally give 15 to 20% more than the normal products.
More than the normal products. Right. Okay, and there's a continuation to this. The Maharashtra facility that's coming in FY25, is this dedicated specifically to the value-added products?
See, as you know that we have three plants, including that new facility. So one is that Chinchwad, second is Perumbra, third is WADA. So we would try to concentrate one plant for the value added, that would be Chinchwad, and also the normal product will come from the WADA and Perumbulai.
Okay. Okay, sir, got it. There's one more question. I'd like to know what levels of capacity utilization would be optimum for this industry.
Capacity utilization, generally 60% is okay.
And we are at 71, so we are doing...
Not at 21.
Yeah.
We are at 71.
Yeah, yeah, it's at 71 itself.
Achha, I heard 21.
No. And there's one more last question. At present, we you just said that we have 17% exports, and earlier we were doing 8 to 10% exports.
Earlier was 13%. Last quarter, if you see, it was 13%. And if you see the half year, it was 11% in this half year compared to the last half year, 8%.
Right. So are we focusing on exports? Because there's an increasing trend here. So are we focusing on it? And also, if we are focusing, then what levels of exports do we expect going forward?
See, that is a continuous process, and market is good at present, and that given us the reason to expand ourselves, because domestic market has one limitation, but export market doesn't have limitation, and that may be one of the reason that may be one of the reason for going for the expansion.
Okay, sir, got it. Thank you for your answers. That was all from my side.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. We have a next question from the line of Anurag Patil from Roha Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So, sir, on the margin side, how do you see the second half panning out?
I'm not getting your voice clear. Can you speak a little loudly, please?
Yeah. Sir, in the second half, how do we see our margin trajectory?
See, I think all, you know, the monsoon issues and those things are behind. And generally the third quarter always is better compared to the second quarter. And going forward, we see there would be a good growth subject to anything happening in geopolitical situation. That on that we don't have any control.
Okay, but sir, on the margin side, we are much lower compared to earlier year, same quarter also. So is it possible that raw material price is correcting and then margins can go back to the normalized last year's level, or it should remain subdued this year?
See, margin, mainly it is, you know, the imported cost because of the dollar and the sea freight. Now it is coming down, but dollar is still strong. And second is, you know, the fuel cost because of the oil prices is high. So it would have impact, but we said earlier that generally it get passed on. In the second quarter, it did get passed on. The reason because of the subdued quarter. So from October onwards, there is some pass on into the market. And going forward, there would be a continuous process to pass on into the market.
Okay. And second question on this Tamil Nadu facility we have last year commissioned. So can you say this year we can reach 60-65% of utilization for year as a whole?
Year as a whole it won't be, because the generally such type of plant gestation period for the stabilization is high. So I would say it would be around 50% year as a whole.
Okay. Sir, third question is on the demand environment on the second half. How do you see it panning out? And generally, it is weaker compared to the first half for us. So is there a possibility that we can compensate that part by exporting more in the second half?
See, export, as you know, that only non-asbestos product goes to the market in the export.
Right.
And I have the limitation on capacity. Unless until I have the third plant at WADA, I cannot put more quantity to the export. Only the balancing quantity which is left over after giving to the domestic market goes to the export. So that will happen only once my Vada plant starts.
Okay, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, sir, and thank you firstly for this opportunity.
Good morning, good morning, sir.
Ocean freight has corrected. So what has been the impact on higher ocean freight, sir, if you could give for the first half? If you could quantify that, sir.
It would be around 6 to 7% in the totality.
6 to 7% of the total cost?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so the
total cost of that, you know, total cost of the transportation, if you see, there would be the impact of, because domestic transport cost is high because of the high fuel prices.
Right, sir.
So the net impact would be around 6 to 7%.
Okay, that advantage we will felt in the second half, but it is only subject to the export proportion. That is 13%.
One is the export proportion and how the other people are reacting on that. Because you are not in monopoly, you know.
Correct, sir.
So suppose I am getting a benefit of say X percentage, others are also getting, and how the prices, you know, plays into the export market. It's we have to see. But definitely it will give better benefit. Yeah.
And sir, how has been the price trend for the finished product for the first half? Have we taken what kind of price realizations because of the increase in the raw material? Have we absorbed the cost, or what kind of price hikes or the changes in the price we have taken for the first half?
See, in the first quarter, there was a price increase. In the second quarter, there is a reduction. So overall, there is a 6 to 7% increase into the pricing. 7%. Okay?
But the costs have gone higher, Saman. I just wanted to understand.
Cost has gone higher, yeah. Cost is around 12 to 15%. 12.
Okay. So taking into account the current dynamics of the market, what kind of, sir, price hikes are we anticipating going ahead? And particularly, sir, even in the export market of Europe and all, we find there are also a lot of capacity shutting down. So whether that will provide an opportunity for export, or how are the dynamics for the industry working going ahead, sir?
So if you see, first I will give the answer of your first question. Everybody wants to take the price increase, but you know the market dynamics are different. And we are not only the player, there are a number of players, others also. So there is always a push to take the price increase. And in October, we have taken a price increase around 4 to 5%. And in November, we may take around 2 to 3%. So this will gradually will go in increasing the price increase as we reach to the fourth quarter. Coming to your export wala question, so that you are right that there is a impact on the European countries export or whatever, but you know there are a lot of other countries because of the sea freight now coming down. Earlier the Thailand was not active, now Thailand again become active. So there are other, you know, countries where they can also push the market to this export market. So considering that, there would be a good challenge in the export market.
Good challenge, matlab, sir?
Challenge means in the pricing.
Good challenge, I could not understand. We will have the volume advantage.
Volume would be there, but pricing would be a question mark.
Pricing would be depressed, but volume offtake would be there.
Yeah.
Okay. Sir, if we come to your the new capacity which in the southern market, what would have been the impact on ramping up of the capacity for the first half in terms of the bottom line impact?
The first half, if you see, the new plant is not fully stabilized. So there is a impact on the profitability. But going forward in the second half, there would be the positive.
Sir, I just wanted the absolute number, if you could guide us.
Absolute number.
Yes, sir?
I can't give absolute number.
Correct, sir. Sir, if we take this the H2 part, which you were explaining that that H2 might look better, the second half might look better than the first half. So on top of this 71% utilization level and with the increased capacity of Southern plant, what kind of utilization level for H2 can we are we looking, sir?
We are looking 80%, subject to, again, as I said, because situation is very fluid because of the geopolitical situation, anything can happen anywhere. So our expectation is around 80%, subject to the geopolitical situation.
Okay. 80% will be for H2 or for the whole year as a blended?
H2.
H2. So 75% are we eyeing for the full year.
Yes.
That is a fair assumption. Sir, on the other expenditure part, sir, there I think so for an year-on-year basis, there has been an increase. So that is mainly on account of the ocean freight part that goes into the line item other expenditure?
Mainly the ocean freight and also the domestic freight.
Correct, sir. I'll just join the queue again, sir. Thank you for all the elaborate answer, and we hope for the continuity of these calls, sir. These would be really very.
Yeah, helpful. We will continue this. Don't worry.
Thank you so much for looking to our request, sir. I'll join the queue again. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. To ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. We have our next question from the line of Anjana Shah from Shah Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for this opportunity, sir. A couple of questions from my end. As we have plans to expand our manufacturing base, can we expect timely completion of these units? And do we have any plans to set up any other manufacturing unit in North India?
See, our present expansion plan already in the place, that is, one is in Wada and second is in Odisha. And as I said, we want to become an All India player, so definitely there would be the plant in future in the north also.
Sure, sir. So then what is the total manufacturing capacity of our company and what is the peak utilization level company can achieve?
See, at present my capacity is around 69,000 ton at present. And peak we can go till 85%.
Okay. Sure, sir. Sir, something on the dealer network. We have around, say, 3,000 plus dealers. So how many dealers are exclusive for Sahyadri only?
Exclusive would be very less, maybe around 20%, 15%, 15 to 20%.
Okay. Sure, sir. Thank you very much. That's it from my end.
Yeah.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, I would request participants to press star and one. We have our next question from the line of Dipti Kothari from Kothari Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question was that I understand that Q2 is seasonally a weak quarter for your business. But how do you see the demand for roofing business for the rest of the financial year?
As I said earlier, it will be better because generally the Q3 would be better than Q2 and Q4 would be better than Q3. So, it should be better.
Okay. And sir, can you throw some light on the various types of non-asbestos products and its end usage?
See, presently we have non-asbestos is a eco-probe type product and its uses are, it's a replacement of, you know, the plywood. You can use, you know, the partition. You can use in the floor. You can use in the ceiling. You can do any decorative things. If you go through our website, you will find all the applications, you know, the depicted in that website.
Okay. And sir, there is a lot to talk on the sharp increase in the freight cost. So do you expect ocean freight softening in the second half of the financial year?
Yeah, it is already started coming down. So hopefully, yes. But as you know, this is again a, you know, the game plan of, certain countries which create the vacuum into the containers, and then again they give the containers in the market. So it's you know, all depends on how they behave into that.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That answers my question.
Thank you. Participants are requested to press star and one to ask a question. We have our next question from the line of Prachi Sharma from Ace Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for this opportunity. I just have a couple of questions. Firstly, EBITDA margins have declined significantly in Q2 against last year and pre-COVID years. So how much steady state EBITDA margins can we expect going forward?
See, I cannot give a straight answer of your question, but it would be better than what you have seen my EBITDA of the last quarter.
All right. My second question being, what is our current debt to equity ratio as on September 30th? Are we going to take fresh borrowings for expansion, or it will be funded through internal accrual?
Present debt equity is 0.3, and as we generally make the statement and say, and that generally we try to finance or capex to internal accruals, and balancing item, balancing is the debts. So we have announced the capexes. So some amount of debt will definitely be there.
Okay. And lastly, I just wanted a broader outlook on the top line and bottom line over the next 3 to 5 years.
I can tell you about the top line, but bottom line is a definitely cannot be forecasted. But top line definitely going forward 3 to 5 years between 800 to 1000 crore.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. This was very, very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah, dhanyawad, sir. Sir, historically, we find that the total revenue pie shapes for the first half is 55% of the total top line that we do for the year. So with the new plant ramping up in the second half, do we expect the revenue profile to be similar to what H1 has been, or there will be some increase because of the southern plant also reaching some optimum levels, or what's the contribution from that to the top line going ahead for H2?
Actually, we are looking this year to close between 575 to 600 crores.
Oh, okay, sir. And the contribution from the new plant should be, sir, how much in that?
It would be around 30 crores.
30 crores. So we will break even for the, that unit with 30 crore, or sir, it will be a bit positive?
It will not be break. Break even would be next year.
Okay. And at what revenue level should we break even for the unit, sir?
60 to 65%.
60 to 65%. Sir, the total capex what we have outlined, can you just sum up the numbers that we have outlined, the total capex for, firstly, how much are we going to spend for H2, and what is outlined for the next coming 2 years?
H2, actually we just completed our that expansion of Perundai, and that was around 60 crore.
Okay.
And next, going, we have the two capex is announced. One was the Wada, that is 95 crore, and Odisha is a 95 crore. So, say next 1 year, it will be around 100 crore would be spent.
100 crore would be spent on for these two facilities.
From now.
Okay, and for that, sir, how are we going to fund these?
As I said earlier, it will be whatever the internal accruals are available, and balance will be debts.
But have we outlined our internal accruals? How will the cash flow shape up?
Certain things you cannot forecast based on, increases and those things. So, whatever the balancing figure would be a debt.
Correct. Sir, if we take the key challenges and the headwinds, could you outline them, sir? What are the key challenges currently faced by the industry and our company in particular? And what steps have we taken already and there are in the anvil wherein we can mitigate the impact of the same?
The challenges is mainly the cost increase, that is a fiber, okay, and the US dollar, which is impacting the imports as well as the fuel cost and other things. So, dollar and those things are not in your hand, okay, and the import cost thereby increases. So, fuel cost also increase. So, whatever, the cost optimization we have to do, that is an ongoing process. Similarly, we go on, the increasing the prices as per the market, how much they can take. So, that's what is an ongoing process.
And on the dependence on fiber, sir, are we looking for any other, what could be the steps for the dependence from one nation or?
Well, you have to be. There's no any much alternative available at present.
At present, but the availability of the same, sir, we have sufficient availability for the continuity of our business going ahead.
Such,
the expanded capacity.
As such, we don't face any issue.
And on the pricing front for the raw materials, sir, do we have long term?
That is not in your hand, my dear, because you can't keep inventory at your plant beyond a point. So you have to live with whatever the cost increases, and definitely at the lag end, something get passed on to the market.
Correct. Just to dwell a more point on the same, that on depending upon the availability part is clear, but what factors do determine the fiber prices? How are they?
They are two suppliers only.
Okay.
And they work out based on the total capacity and the demand. And then accordingly, they work out the pricing and they give it. And you don't have any negotiation power in that.
Okay, sir. And what is their raw material, sir?
That's the mining, no?
That's the mining part. Okay. So it is up to them how to decide and the market dynamics.
Yeah.
And on the demand outlook, sir, we have spoken about the headwinds and other factors. But what are the pillars on the ground on the demand aspect going ahead? And mainly, sir, do you think this the rural will be playing, or the tier 1, tier 2 cities would be playing a bigger role, or where would the incremental demand will be coming, sir, for our products?
See, the roofing business depends on tier 1, tier 2 only.
Correct.
And non-asbestos product is a metro and metro area. Okay, and generally, from quarter third onwards is a good, the run up in the demand. Slowly it increases to quarter four and then go to the next year first quarter. So that's the trend, and we hope that it will continue.
Right, sir. And for the mix between the non-asbestos, what is the sales mix?
80-20 at present.
Come again, sir?
80-20.
It's 80-20.
80 is asbestos and 20 is non-asbestos.
And going ahead, sir, with the type of value-added plant and the type of capacity 70, we are 30. Adding. Sir?
70-30.
With both these capex lined up, with the new capacity, it will be 70% asbestos and 30% non-asbestos. This is going to be 2-3 years down the line, sir.
Yes.
Okay, sir. Thank you for all the elaborate answers, sir, and hope you are looking forward to for future interactions. So, thank you and namaskar.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and 1 on your phone. We have our next question from the line of Rajat Setia from iThought PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, for the non-asbestos product basket, which is 20% of the sales right now, is that basket as a whole profitable?
Your voice is not clear. Can you repeat, please?
Yeah. Is it any better now?
Yes.
Okay. Sir, for the non-asbestos product basket, which is 20% of the sales right now, is that basket profitable?
It's more or less same with the roofing.
Sorry.
But value-added is better compared to the normal asbestos.
Sorry, sir, I couldn't hear you. Could you repeat?
See, the margin is more or less same in the roofing and the non-asbestos product, except the value-added. Value-added is better.
Okay. Okay. All right, sir. And, sir, one question related to our performance in 2018 and 2019, when we reported highest ever margins. If you can help us understand what led to, what led to those high margins in those two years, particularly?
You're talking for 2018, 2019?
Yes, sir.
2018, 2019, I don't have the ready answer. You can contact to SGA, and they will connect me, and then we'll reply you.
Okay, sir. All right. That, that's all I have. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Tulsiram Maheshwari for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
So thank you everyone for taking time out of your busy schedules to attend the conference call today. Please feel free to approach us or SGA with any questions that you may have. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Sahyadri Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.